Hello and welcome to Not Your Average Show. This is Lydia.
And I'm your host, Tishon.
And we are back with another episode. Thank you guys for joining us this week. Pull up a chair and have a seat at our table. Today we will be discussing a very interesting topic. This is pretty much a follow-up from last week. So don't judge us. We won't judge you. And thank you for joining us in our safe space today. Yeah, Tish, last week was pretty interesting. I know we were talking about the police, the verdict, the things happening with Derek Chauvin and the Micaiah Bryant incident. Mm-hmm. And we had said that we were going to talk about the question of the day or the year or the century is, do we need the police? So I'm going to start it off. You know, I know you guys are just can't wait to hear what Lydia has to say about this. But I first I want to say I did say last week that we don't need the police. And I want to explain myself. You know, I want to be able to explain on why I feel the way I feel. If you guys go back and listen to our old episodes and just kind of listen to the things that I stand for when it comes to community and policing our own community. And when I say my community, the community that looks like me, I know that statement has always gotten people, oh, you're talking about who looks like you. Racism has been a big topic on our show also. So just to talk about where I stand in all of this. When I say we don't need the police, I'm talking about in a perfect world. Let's just say in a perfect world. I mean, I know right now in society, things are crazy. Just from if we date back, let's just go back before slavery. I mean, and I know you guys don't want to go down this whole timeline of events, but we have to take it back to just human nature and how we respond to things. I personally feel like police was brought into the picture when we had to practice capitalism, or when there was a class presented. So the high class, the middle class, and then the poor class, you know. I feel like the police was brought into the society when we had to separate the classes. We had to keep the rich protected, and we had to keep the poor from stealing from the rich. That's just my opinion, you know. So I feel like we take it back before slavery, before we had all of these classes and people fighting over being poor, being rich, protecting the wealth, before a lot of drug usage was introduced into the communities. I feel like we were fine without the police. That's just my opinion. And some things are facts. If you just look at the statistics and how things were a long time ago. I just feel like personally right now, and I've talked about this on other episodes, Tish, you can attest to this, that I have always talked about community building, having our own police, our own. And I don't want to call it police because, I mean, that's just something that was given to us. But as far as like having our own community, our own leaders, our own security, our own hospitals, our own fire departments. And some people may attack me and say, oh, you know, you're just worrying about the Black community. But it's not that, you know, I, again, stand for my people. I mean, I'm never going to put that down for anyone else. But when it comes to do we need police, I feel like we need a community. So you guys thought I was going to go just crazy. Like, no, we don't need police. We can just take, you know, it's just the survival of the fittest, you know, the strong against the weak, and whoever can survive, they're going to survive. And who doesn't, they just don't, you know. But no, that's not where I was going with this. What I was going with not needing the police is I'm feeling like, as long as we have a community, we can protect our own. And that goes for any other community. I'm not down in if other communities want to protect their own community. I'm all for that. But I just feel like the world would just be a better place if everyone was respected within their own community of people. And I mean, that's in a perfect world. I know that's in a perfect world. I know, Tish, how do you feel about that? I mean, that was my whole thing on I'm not going to get rid of them completely. I'm just saying that we just need our own, and we can protect our own. If we were more connected and unified, we would not need police. That's just my take on it.
I would think they would still need police. I know we're more connected and everything. The reason being, and I need to go ahead and make this disclosure, you guys, I have really bad allergies, and I was sneezing up a fit. So I was literally, I sounded completely normal 30 minutes ago. Now, all of a sudden, my voice is just flat out gone. So I just want to make that disclosure. You guys, try not to pay too much attention to the way I sound and just listen to what I'm saying. I think that we would definitely still need to have police because if we had, anytime there's going to be laws and there's going to be a certain standard that we live by, there needs to be someone to enforce that. I always bring up how I worked in a juvenile detention center. Well, not in a juvenile detention center, but for kids who come through the juvenile detention center at a school that was for those type of kids. And one of the things that we used to always say is, how are we going to shape our culture? Like, there's certain things for us, what is considered your culture is what happens on your floor. So, like, I worked on one dorm. There were seven dorms, but I worked on one of them. Each dorm had their own set of norms. Norms are, like, just what people do that is considered normal for that area. So our dorm had a lot of norms that other dorms didn't have. But one of the things is when someone new came on and they disrupted those norms, it was up to us to let them know what was acceptable and what wasn't. And anytime you have new kids, because of course kids are leaving and coming constantly. So we got someone new and they started disrupting those. If you didn't nip it in the bud, so to speak, up front, they would continue those, and then that would become a norm. And in order to make sure you didn't have negative norms, you have to keep having people who enforced it. To me, those are officers in real world circumstance. There's a speed limit that's 50 miles per hour. If you didn't have anybody who's going to put a check on those, and not everybody wants to be the person to put someone in check on something, like, that's never going to be a thing where all people are going to hold each other accountable. So then you have these set people whose job and only job is to hold people accountable. And to me, those are police. If you don't have anybody who holds you accountable for just simple things, because it's not like they tell you what you can do, you know, all together. Like, they don't, I can burn candles in my house and nobody's going to call the police. I did air quotes to, like, tell me to, you know, blow it out. So certain things you're gonna need officers for it. For that, I think officers will always be useful, no matter what the circumstances.
Right, I definitely understand that. I agree. Like I said, I agree to disagree only because some type of form of leadership or organization is needed whenever there's more than 2 to 3 people in a certain area. You know, I feel like I was looking at something that, you know, whenever you have like a group of people or people that live close together, you know, like in more of, I would say like the city, if you have a lot of people that really close to each other, you have houses that's really close or communities really close, I can understand having some type of form of organization or some type of like somebody that would police that area, you know. But from what I'm saying, you know, it's just that I feel like the more spread out that you are and the more divided or away from people, like, we're not like living right on top of each other. That would be a goal for me, for people not to live right on top of each other. Like I said, this would be in a perfect world where people are manufacturing, people are growing their own food, people are providing for themselves. There's a barter system. If you guys go listen to like our, what was it, Tish? Like back in the very, very beginning, like our like within our first five episodes of recording, I talk about the bartering system. I talk about having our doctors work off of giving services and receiving goods for other things, you know. And like I said, this is all in a perfect world. This is all in a world where certain communities, particularly my community, the African-American community, if we were to unify, we could probably create some of these services and leaderships and organizations to protect and serve our community. You know, I feel like the judicial system and the police system that we have now, I mean, it does create some type of security for some of us. I mean, but look at our community. I don't think we're too secure. I mean, our voice finally is being heard. But I mean, as far as the security, we talked about it last week. You know, if we see blue lights behind our car, we instantly straighten it up or instantly become paranoid or scared that something may happen. We could be not doing anything at all. And then some people are concerned about, they would say like psychopaths or people that that are out here molesting, raping people, killing people, burglarizing and things like that. I don't think the police is stopping that. I mean, I feel like if a person wants to do something, they're going to do it. Like, there's people that don't mind going to prison. I mean, there's some crazies out here. Like, it don't matter. A police officer can get right into their face and say, hey, do not walk into that store and commit this crime. And they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. So I don't think, like, some people be like, oh, the police keeps criminals from being criminals. Like, nah, if there's people out here that do not care. Like, they're going to get what they want and how they want it. And I feel like whether we had a police or not, you just need to be able to protect yourself. And when I say us not needing the police, if we didn't have a police, if we didn't have a form of policing, period, the crazies or the ones that want to just commit these crimes or burglarize, kill, molest, and all of that, they'll get taken care of. They'll get taken care of. We don't need the police for that. The community is going to take care of that. That's just in my opinion, you know. So, you know, Tish, there's people out here that say, oh, the police is going to stop people from doing certain things. And I don't believe that. I believe a person that wants to commit a crime, a person that wants to molest, a person that wants to rape and kill, they're going to do it whether the police is here or not. And we see that every day. We see that every day. So the police is not really stopping any of that.
Well,
now
not,
somebody
not,
yeah, go ahead.
I wouldn't say they're there to stop anything, because you can't, like to me that would be more like a preventative thing, and
right.
Police aren't so preventative, they're more reactive, so they only can stop once you've done something,
right?
So like you could still do that something, but like they can't really do anything until you do something.
Right.
They don't pull you over to say, hey, I knew you were about to speed. Like they pull you over because you were already speeding.
Right.
But my thing
is just people feel like with the police being here, that keeps criminals or keep these foul acting individuals from doing what they do. And that's not the case.
I don't know too many people who there's some people who are downright really lunatic, but for the most part, most people aren't going to do stuff in front of the police.
Right.
Now they may still
deterrent. I get you.
Yeah. I mean, deterrence, I hate to say it that way, because when I think of deterrence, I think of how people want to have nuclear bombs as deterrence, and that's not something that often works. But,
right,
you know, yeah, in a way, they are deterrence, at least. In that way, they're preventative. But most of the time,
yeah, they're preventative for the ones that care.
Yeah,
and they're preventative for the ones that are scared and care.
Which are going to be the 90%, but You know how they say one bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of bad apples. I mean, there's a huge bunch, but there's a lot of bad apples. And right. The whole bunch will be spoiled by those few bad ones if we don't have somebody picking those bad ones on out.
Yeah. And that's why, yeah, I mean, I get it. Like I said, my whole basis of saying not needing a police was just saying that if communities come together and we unify, we can be our own police. We can be our own, okay, so for example, I mean, I know you guys seen in the movies where you have a village. There's a village, or it might be a kingdom. You have the king, the queen, you have the joker, you have the servants, you have the peasants. I mean, I'm just saying, like, everyone has their role in society to me, or everyone has their role in the community. So if I have a community, you have the guards and the security that's protecting the community. So any outsiders are already going to be, protected. So that means, like, in this day and age, if I go to the store, I'm not going to the store by myself. I'm going to be going either with my husband, a family member, a child, or whatever, somebody that is there that can witness or make sure that we are protected or safe, you know. I'm just looking at it as community-based, you know. I feel like we can all protect each other and we can all unify and we won't need the police. And if there are some crazies, which the lunatics or whatever, if you go back in the day, those would be considered like the jokers or the fools of the village is going to be taken care of. I mean, they're going to be they're the fools and they'll be eliminated. I mean, even if you look in other countries, I can say that we do have one of the best policing and we do have one of the best militaries, you know, and I respect all of that. But if you look at other countries or cultures, in some countries, if you steal, you get your hands chopped off. I mean, do I disagree with that? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it is what it is. I feel like different cultures, different communities would be able to take the policing in their own hand. You know, that's my whole thing about it. Like, if you have a community, you unify, you can create an organization or a leadership that keeps the fools away, you know. But that's in a perfect world. That is in a world where if unity was at the top of the list of everything that was going on in the world, we would be at a better place at this moment. I think it's kind of going towards that way, but who knows, you know. But, you know, you guys, I wasn't going to get all crazy and be like, no, we don't need the police and let's just all get our guns. And if you want to try me, I'm going to knock you off. No, I wasn't going to go there because that's not realistic. Me, and realistically, other communities and cultures probably have way more artillery than we do. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know how much artillery is in other people's homes, but I just know that the elites, not too many of them look like me. And as far as me trying to just sit around and say, oh, I can just overkill everyone or outdo everyone. And I just got a whole house full of artillery to just protect myself. That would be me being crazy. You know, no, I'm not saying that. But my whole thing at the end of the day is I feel like once we unify, we can police our own community, you know. And whoever gets it, whoever can feel me, you guys feel me. I would love to hear what people have to say about this. I mean, Tish, you're right. We do need someone in control and somebody to control the actions of others. Not even so much control, but just put a stop to things that are coming to, you know, things that are here to harm us or people that are out here losing their minds. We do need people out here to lock those people away. But if we were unified and we were more connected, I feel like we could take control of it in our own hands, you know. That's just me. That's my opinion. I mean,
hey, one of these days our conversation is going to be geared towards I would want to say you have this idea of a utopia sort of society, and you know that's going to be really interesting. That gets a lot more political than I think you would want it to. But I feel you like some of the things you say, yeah, because I feel like some of the things you say, it leads me to believe that that's the type of thoughts you would have, like in a utopia society.
Explain a utopian society for the ones that don't know.
Okay, so like for people out there, for our listeners out there, you might have heard it being called something else, something that a lot of people are making it to more negative than it needs to be, but more socialist environment where people are more, the playing field is pretty flat. Like there is no better than you. We're all very much so equal. So there's no, if I make something better than you, I'm only ever going to charge what you charge, regardless right. of how much better it is, because we're all one. It's a utopia. It's a way of keeping it so that nobody feels less than, nobody can feel more than. I'm not really, I'm going to be honest, I don't really agree with that. Just because I think, you know, if you do something better, if you study longer, it doesn't make sense for you to make what somebody who didn't study at all makes. That's my mindset on it. But for some people that works out, because they think, you know, like, I don't have to flex or you know, nobody can flex because we're all the same, which in a way we are all going to always be the same, but it's, I mean, it's a much longer conversation than that, but that's right. the basis that we're all in a way equal. Your utopia would be more so for, you know, Black people and Black communities. One utopia, I mean, you even brought it up just now, the barter system.
Right.
That would be something that would be more of a socialist kind of concept.
Right.
Which, again, is a negative. I know if our listeners are out there, you would have heard a lot of negative, because they was having all these, that's socialist, and nobody really understands what the socialist is supposed to be about. But it's really not supposed to be a messed up concept.
It's not
supposed to be such a bad thing. I know, I mean, inherently, I just don't support a lot of its functions, but in some ways I do. Like, I believe right. in universal healthcare. I don't know why that's such a socialist concept, but that right. is above all. If you work hard, if you put in the work, you put in the time, the energy, the effort, you should get a higher grade than someone who put in the bare minimum work,
right.
the bare minimum effort. You should, in general, but right. that's a conversation for a different day.
It definitely is. Yeah, so, I mean, that's definitely where I'm going with it on a whole deeper level. Like you said, that definitely is going to be something that we talk about. But I just wanted to make myself clear, especially I know the listeners last week, they wanted to know, oh, Lydia, what does she mean by no police? You know, so I just wanted to clear that up for you guys. And we would love to hear what you guys have to say about that. What do you guys think about it? Comment, any comments, concerns. I mean, do you guys think we need the police? And if so, to let us know why. If not, let us know why. I mean, this is a non-judgmental topic. You know, we're not judging anyone on your, you know, thoughts on it. But definitely, you guys know where to find us. You can hit us up on our Gmail, send us some comments, let us know what you think about it. Do we need the police? That's the question of the year. Just with everything that's going on in the world right now. Hit us up on Gmail, or you can follow us on Instagram. Our Gmail, Not Your Average Show, 50@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram, Not Your Average Show _ follow us, DM us any questions, concerns, anything you guys would like to talk about. Tish, I hope you feel better. I know we kind of pushed this one out, and I thank you for being a trooper. But we're going to let you guys go. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll holler at you next week. Bye. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.